What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Rot Pod, ROTPOD, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Yeah. Thanks for joining me on this episode. Here you'll get updated with everything. Interviews, tech, gaming, technology, photography, movies, food. That was a recommendation from Mrs. B. Thank you, Mrs. B. Talking food, restaurants, eating, all that good stuff. Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach.
Thank you, man. How you been?
Good.
What's up? You good?
Get throw the ball in on the made bucket. On that one?
Yeah.
I was wondering if I could get a few questions again for my podcast.
Yeah.
Real good?
You bet.
Okay. All right. All right, Coach. Can you tell everyone what kind of camp just took place right now?
So we at Rio Rancho High School, to help our girls basketball team, we do a camp called Rams Basketball Academy. And we do a camp in the fall, in the spring, and in the summer. And we're just working with the youth in Rio Rancho and Albuquerque on getting better and learning to be aggressive and attack the basket.
It's just only basketball, right?
Only basketball. It is. I had a chance to work with the Spurs and with the Lobos. And what we want kids learning from our camps is how to be aggressive, how to attack.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for.
Like some of the fundamentals that everybody forgets.
They do. And, you know, just doing little things. And we want kids to play with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And to learn and to grow from their mistakes.
Okay. All right. Next question. When is your next program? So everybody here in Albuquerque can find you, text you, email you, whatever. When
so
is the next program?
We do a couple of different camps. We do our Rams Basketball Academy. Our next camp won't be until the spring. But with Championship Basketball Academy, our next camp is a shooting and individual moves camp.
Okay.
And that'll be in between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
And you can go to championshipbasketballacademy.com to find out information on that camp.
Okay, and all the information to get a hold of you is there?
Is there.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. What motivates you to do this?
You know, basketball, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, uh-huh. And basketball has been a part of my life since I was 9 years old.
9 years old?
9 years old. And I always wanted to be a coach, and I've been very fortunate, you know, to have coached in the NBA, won an NBA championship with the Spurs, and was able to coach at the college level with the Lobos. And I love teaching the game. I have a big passion for it, and I want to see players in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho continue to get better.
Just continue to get better and better, huh?
That's it.
That's awesome, man. So the Spurs, huh?
Spurs.
Who was your favorite player at the time?
At the time, it still is today, as it was Manu. When I first met Manu, he was a rookie. He had a lot of hair then. But, you know, I just love how Manu is an aggressive attacker, a slasher, and he has a desire to compete. It's just amazing.
Okay. And you said you knew David Robinson?
Yeah. I was there at David's last year, the year he retired.
Yeah.
And we beat the Nets, the Jersey Nets that year to win the NBA championship. And it was just neat to be around, you know, NBA players. And, yeah. And to see how they work and to see the level of commitment that they have, it's amazing.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to bring a high-level competitiveness, fundamentals basketball down here to the grade school level.
It is. You know, and we enjoy it. And that's what we try to do at our camps is to really teach the game, but, you know, to help kids learn how hard they have to play the game and become good decision makers.
Yeah. I like the end of the camp right now where you just motivated them to get out of their shell and just – cheer on their teammates.
Yeah, it's important, you know, and that's the thing. The higher you go in basketball, you know, the more competitive it is.
Yeah.
And you've got to be, you know, obviously you got to be skilled at basketball, but you got to learn to be a good teammate too.
Yeah. All right, Coach.
Thank you.
Aiden has been with you for a few years now.
Yeah.
And my wife and I just want to thank you for everything that you've done to help him through all these years and get him. Keep reminding them to do the fundamentals and get better and better.
Appreciate it. I do appreciate you guys, and I'm excited for Aiden for the opportunity he has to continue to grow as a basketball player. He's worked hard, and it shows, so thank you.
And just to let you know, he did make the team.
Nice. Good job, man. Sweetness. Good deal.
Cool.
So thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Bet.
Anthony Anderson.
the star of black. Is this supposed to be a celebrity battle? I got catfish. You lost weight, yeah, your body is weak. Tracy must be happy she carries you every week. You host Animal Nation when you were Pets Chat. And I got a confession, nobody watches that. On another note, I know what that's about, but don't think we'll ever, 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 ever forget you up in Big Mama's house. Damn, bad movie,
Let's talk apps, people. Apps. Apps I've been using. Kine Master. KineMaster. For Android. I don't know if it's for Apple, but I got to start reviewing some Apple, some iPhone apps, right? All right, guys. That's coming. That's coming. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But Kine Master is a video editing app. This is the best app that I've used. I mean, I've used a lot of video editing apps just because of my 60-second vlogs and just putting videos out there, putting them together. And when you're doing that, you want to put the videos together as seamlessly and easy and fast as possible. If you wanted to put together a full-fledged movie with all the effects, with all the subtitles, with everything that could be in a movie, talking real professionalism, then I would open up my laptop. But as I said before, sometimes you're out and about, you got to put these content out there, audio, video. So the best app to date is Kine Master. I've went through some Cyber Directs, some video shops, video directors, you name it, all kinds of apps. Some of them are good. They have different features than Kine Master, but to take the video that you shot, the different videos that you shot and put them together, cut, paste, cut out with some easy basic special effects, subtitles, titles, all that basic. There's a lot of stuff that it has to feature, but I'm telling you, this is easy. You have one video that you need to shorten, you have one video that you need to cut, you have one part of the video that you need to splice and then edit one part of the video. It's real easy, I'm telling you. So I recommend Kine Master, K-I-N-E Master. The latest videos that you see on my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you'll see the videos made with this app. So in the top right corner, you'll see the watermark. And you can't take off the watermark if you want. It's $5 a month. This is a monthly, like a subscription. Kind of like what Adobe is doing right now. So $5 a month if you want to take off the watermark. And it might add a little bit more features. But you can still go a long way without it. You can also pay. So five times 12. That's 60. 60 a year. You can pay $5 a month and pay $60 a year, or you could pay something like $40 a year, which is a little bit cheaper, but you have to spend the $40 at that moment. So that part's up to you. That's just removing the watermark and adding a little bit extra features. So I'm going to give the $5 fee a try and see what are the features it has. But for video editing, I highly, highly recommend Kine Master.
Gotta thank you for your music that helped make my kids. Before I ask you off and make your head any bigger, how'd you make a career falling in love with strippers? Oh. Archer has a problem with most women, and problem, I mean, he breaks up a tradition. I know it's hard to hear, but I have a burning question. How'd you get caught cheating and call it a confession?
Just in case you guys didn't know, when you head over to the website, the Rock Pod website, you'll find some daily deals going up daily. That's what daily deals mean. Even on, Sunday? Daily deals except Sunday. I'll say that, people. But for the most part, I'll try and do them every day. Try and do them Sundays and every other day.
Daily Deals, people, Daily Deals. Check them out. If you haven't checked it out yet, just head on over to the website. And at the top, click on Deals, Rock Pod Daily Deals. You'll find a lot of stuff. Everything through Amazon, 50, 60, 70, 80% off. Just use the code at checkout. Just hit the checkout button and apply. Bam, right there. Discount, discount. The only thing, a few questions from people are, you can only use one code at a time. You can't purchase two items at the same time, just because the second one overrides the first one. So you only use one code at a time. So if you're buying two products from this list, such as the Tripod Mini, Mini Flexible Tripod for $5, then you put it in your cart, check out, apply the code, and check out and purchase the product, and then you can go back and get these Bluetooth earphones for $6. Put in the code, apply it, and bam, that's how it's done, people. That's how it's done. So the latest on the site would be those two. Also a PS4 and Xbox One keypad that hooks up to your controller. Another tripod that extends taller than the flexible tripod. Smartwatch, digital thermometer for the kids, the wireless camera, headphones, earphones, Bluetooth. People always wanting the earphones, earbuds, headphones, and a little bit of fitness stuff, stretch bands, fitness bands, a little Bluetooth tracker, something that I got for my wife, Mrs. B. Takes care of your, this one, it on the description, it says pet tracker, but don't be discouraged just because it says pet tracker. You can put these on your bags, your shoe. If you lose your shoes, who loses their shoes, right? So put these trackers on your shoes and pair it to your smartphone. And when you're trying to find something, you just hit the button and it'll start beeping, beep, 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 beep. And you'll be able to find what you're looking for. You'll be able to find what you put these trackers on. Y'all's always try to put up USB chargers as well. The latest ones are 2.0 all the way up to 3.4 amps. I don't post anything other. I don't post anything lower than 2 amps. Unless it's a real good deal, you'll find one that has 3.4, a 2.0, and then a 1.5. That's the only reason why. That's the only reason I would put up a USB charger below 2.0 is if it's a real good deal. But at least you have the 3 and the 2 amp charging capabilities on there. So, but other than that, every USB charging item, gadget, is 2.0 and above. Fast charge, people, fast charge. And you got some cables, you got some speakers, Bluetooth chargers, USB microphone, wireless light, 4K action camera, backpacks. There's a lot of stuff on this list. Every day, I redo them. I take off the ones that are old. So I keep the list fresh for you guys. So there's nothing out here that's outdated. But if for some reason you find a code that doesn't work in Amazon, it usually is because the time expiration didn't expire, but the quantity has run out. So that's the only reason. Those are the only two reasons why a code would not work. But if it doesn't work and you're trying to look for something similar to that, I can usually find something similar to that, and then I can just repost it, take off the one that doesn't work, and then replace it with the one that does work, similar item. So don't be sad, don't be crying if you can't find a deal. Let me know.
Usher's Justin Bieber's mentor since he was 8. Ooh, Usher, that looks like it's going great. You think you got me beat? Come on now, really? You need Pepto because your ass couldn't even handle chili. Usher accidentally Snapchatted his penis, but half the women in Atlanta said, I've already seen this. And the shame of that mistake, Usher, you gotta wear it and embrace that your looks like a burnt baby carrot.
Ready to get some gas, fuel up my car, fuel up my chitty, give it some food, give it some energy to go through the rest of the few days through the streets of ABQ, hashtag ABQ. But anyway, just thought I'd give you something to think about, to talk about, to This guy goes into the gas pump the wrong way when the arrows clearly state this way, this way. But instead they go through the other way, and then they complain that other people are in front of them and they can't get out. Why? Crazy people. I'm not moving. Go get back. Get back, fool. Get back. But anyway, how do you feel? How do you feel about that, people, huh? People not following the arrows like the way they should? Is it good? Is it bad? Yeah, most of the time it doesn't matter. But if they try and... if they complain, if they say, like, what's wrong with the other people? Well, how come you're in front of me? How come you get... That's the only reason that when it becomes a problem. But if they know they're doing something wrong and they don't complain and they just back up and take off the other way, yeah, it's fine, all good. Next person pulls up. But if they... you get it. You get it, people.
Here you go. You've been nominated for Golden Globes and Emmys. Year after year, you come, but man, you still ain't won any. Me, I won 8 Grammys. What you think about that? It's unbelievable that you ain't win for Kangaroo Jack. You can't dress, got no swag, whole style is ruined. Hair do look like a cockroach family reunion. You want to tell the truth, but your life is far. The only checks you're getting is when the doctor holds your balls and says cough. Oh.
Okay, let's talk about food here. Let's talk about here food here, guys. I just had a carne adobada burrito, some rice, and some refried beans. And my wife, Mrs. B, had the number 6 combination plate. There's a cheese enchilada, tamale, and beef taco. It was real, real good. So we're just here, sitting right here, and we have...
Tiffany,
okay. Yeah, we're here at Little Anita's, just enjoying some food. We just thought we'd just let the listeners know what's going on here in Albuquerque about Little Anita's, the good food that you guys have, and just kind of broaden the topics on my podcast.
Okay.
So I thought I'd just talk about some food and Little Anita's, how long have you been here?
While, probably like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
6 years. And yeah. Just like me and Mrs. B were talking about, we've been coming here for, I don't know how many years do you think?
Three, four years
of coming here. Our son just goes to school down the street also, and every time, like, after a basketball game or an event, we usually come by even late at night too, like around 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
We come and eat, and this place is pretty good. So, and you said 6 years, and do you know how many locations are in Albuquerque?
I think there's about 6.
Like about 6, huh?
Yeah, well, because there's some that are family owned and some that are franchised.
Yeah.
So the ones with like drive ups, like the one on the
Southern,
and the one on, I think there's one on like 4th Street, and then maybe Eubank. I think those ones are franchised.
Franchise.
But like the ones where it's a restaurant, that's family owned.
Oh, okay.
So this one, Corrales, Old Town, Manal, like those are all family owned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a difference.
Okay. I don't know what our favorite food is here. We tried almost a lot, almost everything, I think. And I guess the one thing that I like getting is the burritos.
Yeah.
Like the steak, the shredded beef.
Yeah, the steak was good.
And the last time we came, our son, he had a burrito where it was smothered in chili.
Yeah.
And that was good too.
Yeah.
I had it before him, and that was the first time we seen a burger like that. Or was just covered in green chili?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
open face. Yeah, it's the Old Town.
Yeah. So yeah. With that burger, since it's covered in green chili,
yeah,
you can't eat it with your hands.
You eat it before.
Yeah, use it for you.
Yeah, it's good like that.
So, do you have a favorite here?
The combination plates are good because you know you get a little bit of everything.
You get a little bit of everything.
The number 2 is probably the best one. It's the biggest one. Yeah, though, like you said, the steak burrito is really good. Or in a sopa, the steak sopa, that's really good.
Awesome. Yeah, so you guys come here, you try the steak burrito and the number 2. You said that's the biggest one, right?
Or a chimney plate.
Chimney plate, all
yeah,
right.
The chimneys are good too. They come with sour cream and all that, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Tuesdays, you guys eat Taco Tuesdays too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Taco Tuesdays are 99 cents. Chicken, ground beef, shredded beef. It's only for carry out though,
oh,
but man. You know, it's still a good deal. So, yeah, 99 cents on Tuesdays.
Yeah, so in this location, you don't have a drive-thru, huh?
No. It gets pretty busy, but you know, it's still worth it. You'll get them eventually.
And as usual, when you come in, you always get the salsa and the chips, and you just keep eating.
Yeah.
And I think the worst thing, maybe not the worst, but the thing that gets to you is when you're eating the hot chili, and then you guys bring out the plates, and the food is steaming hot, and it just burns
heats
your
it
tongue.
Back up. Yeah. Yeah, it's already hot, so yeah, it's back up.
Okay. Yeah. We just thought we'd come in and chit chat a little bit, see what's going on, little Anita's.
Yeah, right on.
And as always, on the menu, there's nachos. Nachos are always good.
Yeah, the nachos are good. Yep.
Do you catering?
Yeah, they do catering. You can call and they give you prices and stuff. They have a sheet down there. Everything's on there. So you just tell them what you want. Just give them a little bit of a notice, like a day maybe.
For the catering?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then you guys cater to weddings, graduations?
They'll do whatever. You know, the bigger the order, just give them, a little more time, obviously. But about at least a day, I would say, a day or two for bigger orders.
Well, thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Is this a quick chit chat?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Hope you had fun.
Cool.
Thank you.
Something was wrong. It's called Hard to Love, which describes every song. You weren't touching it. Life's that gig is recyclable. They only needed you to make Adam Levine lockable. Many of his songs I hold near and dear, like Let It Burn, that song about your movie career. I won this fan square. I admit you got beat. Because unlike you, Usher, I don't cheat.
We are here live at Golden Gun Gaming, people. We got the big screen setups. We got TV setups. We got all kinds of screen setups. We got consoles coming in for people helping out. We got Wii and Wii U console setup and everybody playing, everybody practicing, everybody doing friendlies right now. But later, soon, a few minutes, people. It's going to get down to the competition, winners and losers. Everybody's here having a good time. Everybody's playing. Yep. Controllers, GameCube controllers, everything hooked up to Wii's. And we use a couple of Wii's. There's more Wii's here. So there's more Wii's here. Less Wii's here. But everybody's having fun.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, can I ask you just a few questions?
What's up?
Yeah, no problem. So how many teams you got on the list already?
So right now we have 6 teams.
Oh, well, sign-ups for Smash 4.
Smashers are always late, so Mafia will probably come in later. I expect usually probably around 10 or so teams are usually like the average.
Oh, okay. So just waiting a little bit more?
Yep. And top 2 gets paid. So hopefully we get more people out here, but if it's only if we get 6 players, probably just top 1, right? I mean,
anything below 8 will probably be like the top 2.
Do more players come for the singles or the
most people come for singles?
Most people come for singles. But it just
like we expect
on the region.
Probably around 20 to 30 people per game for singles, because that's usually what we have at the monthlies. Back at our old venue, we generally had around 30 people per game. Usually,
that's a lot.
So
we had our regional. We had 220 people for all the games.
Yeah.
So for 3 games, we had 220 people. So that's a lot. So
I didn't know you guys are big. You want to give the listeners a little bit something about yourselves?
I mean, I don't know. You just throw tournaments.
We do it because it's just a community thing, right? Like, we stand for no profit. Like, the extra money from the venue goes towards, like, funding extra regionals, like, to pot bonuses for, like, bigger events, to fly out players, stuff like that.
Because,
like, sometimes you take, like, national, like, big players and bring them out.
Yeah. Cool.
He's just joking. Oh! Woo! 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 No! Sweet spot is huge.
Because the original tournament organizers recently so we have our new venue here now. We're going to have every 2 weeks there'll be a tournament here.
So you guys will start coming here?
Yep, every 2 weeks. It'll be every other Saturday. Every other Saturday. And yeah. Like, it's going to be a good time. Like, we try to, like, be open to new people.
Are you using both singles?
Again, if you have any questions, just come and ask. Like, if you're regarding rules, we'll try to be clear about those.
So three events for both you guys?
Okay. Well, just to let you guys know. Podcaster and album.
$14 a
piece. Tech, gaming, movies, all that. Culture, latest pop culture.
$14.
Okay, just to be a little bit more specific, more detail. So you said every 2 weeks there's going to be a tournament?
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it going to be just Smash Brothers or any other game?
Right now, just Smash Brothers. However, there is a fighting game scene where they do, you know, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Injustice, all those.
Animism?
Yeah, Animism.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do something. I think they do something every 3 months, and they do it here. So.
Because I interviewed, I forgot the guy's name from Animism,
yeah.
The last Street Fighter tournament. Yeah, so people were asking on the podcast, and like, oh, that's cool. So I thought you guys were just a small group just putting together a tournament. I didn't know you guys did this for...
We've been doing this for years now. Like, we've been doing it...
There's only two PM teams, though.
We've been having Smash tournaments in New Mexico for, like, 6 years.
Really?
But, like, I've been around. Like, I've been organizing events for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Our previous organizers were here for another 2 years before that, so...
I don't know what Gil's
going to
do about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we've got a long day ahead of us, so I'll get some information from you. And if it's good, I can put that on the website for the listeners.
Oh yeah, no problem. What's your group called? Or the
Rolling Off Track Podcast.
Rolling Off Track.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard of it. Is it just general gaming podcast?
Just broadening out. So it's like the latest in pop culture, what's happening. And
oh yeah, of course.
Got gaming, yeah. Movies, tech, and gadgets, and all that.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
If I were to say, hey, these guys are holding the tournament. What do I call you guys?
The New Mexico Smash Scene.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook. We have currently like 1,800 members on the Facebook page, so you have a good number of people like that.
Smash Team.
New Mexico Smash Scene.
Scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Got
and,
it.
And all of our events are pretty transparent on the Facebook page. We have an event calendar. For Smash 4, at least, we have generally like around 3 events a week.
Yeah.
Where we have one event in Santa Fe, one event at Gamers Anonymous, and then one event here every 2 weeks.
Nice.
For Project M, I know they have additional weeklies coming up.
Okay.
And yeah.
Nice. All right. Just,
I also do enjoy fighting games. I just haven't gone to too many NMIism tournaments.
Some people say NMIism. Some people say Animism.
Animism. I don't know how they say it.
Yeah.
I've only been to one of their tournaments, and I got destroyed. I'm so bad at Street Fighter, but I love it.
Yeah.
But I love Street Fighter. I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah, I got destroyed too. I play it, but some people really, they play every day. And
oh yeah, then they're insane. So,
yeah.
But I love it.
All right. More information later, then.
Yeah, no problem. Right,
thanks,
feel free to ask.
Show talk, show acting. All hell, is there anything that Anthony Anderson does well? I know what that thing is, and it needs to be said. Yeah, you lost a lot of weight, but still got a big pumpkin head. Nowadays, you fit, but you used to be sloppy, and you looking like you photoshopped the head on your body. If I had it my way, but I battle myself, because your rhymes, they make me wanna kill myself.
Smash Brothers tournament starting in 10 minutes. Want to see the bracket? Come on up. Teams were just announced and they all got to their battle stations. So getting ready to melee it out, battle it out, face off team versus team, two versus two. And Fizz and Fire. I didn't know about that, those guys right there.
What's up?
I didn't know about these guys right here. New Mexico Smash Scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the whole tournament's a lot, huh?
Yeah.
It's
crazy. It was from all over. Like, the last one, Salty Wands, I think had like 100 and some people. And it had people come from California, Arizona and stuff.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
So you're just getting more people here and playing.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Heck yeah. And they were doing it at a long time at a charter school, but I guess the charter school couldn't host them anymore.
Oh, okay.
And they had hosted them here a long time ago, so it's cool to have them back, for sure. It's a tight scene.
So you got Animism and Smash Scene. I guess a lot more people can come, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What about the Rap Pod tournaments?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it, yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Start up. What games do you like? What games do you want to do?
Well, every family and friends play a wide range of games, but I think that we have a lot of people that play the like Call of Duties, the shooting games,
yeah,
the multiplayer games when you play online.
Man,
that sounds awesome.
We actually just announced a huge tournament series on Facebook right now, so we got all kinds of games listed: Madden, FIFA, 2K, Call of Duty, Overwatch, League. there's cash prize pools for all of them.
And 2K is going to be for any all sports?
It's going to be for PlayStation.
Or the sports like basketball?
Oh, yeah. So basketball, soccer, and football.
I know a lot of people that that are into soccer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, FIFA's huge.
FIFA's huge, yeah.
Massive.
Man, this is awesome, man.
Thank you, dude. Can't wait.
How long have you guys been playing?
I like to play Smash 4 now and then, but I also like to go back to Melee every now and then. I play 64 one day, at the weekly. It's actually really different. It was so weird.
That's the one I started with. It's probably it's still
so
weird.
He's gonna be the one I started with was Melee.
This is the third or second tournament I've been to, and every time I come, it seems like everybody knows each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they all know each other or if they're just like strangers?
It's a pretty tight knit community, man. Like a lot of these people have been in the Smash Team community for a while, so I think they do know each other. But then there's a lot of people too that come up and it's their first time. And they're just brought in.
Yeah.
As long as you play Smash, man, it's common ground.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Just walking around listening to their conversations. Some of them they say, "What's up, how's it going?" stuff like that. Yeah. But most of the time it's like they just start talking and it's like they know each other. So.
Like, yeah, brother from another mother, man.
One more question before I forget.
Hey, what's up, guys?
After this tournament, when's going to be your next tournament?
Actually, this is happening every two weeks.
For Smash Wii U, every Tuesday at Gamers Anonymous, which, are you familiar with that place?
No.
Oh, it's just a local gaming store. We have weekly series there.
For
Smash 4.
For Melee and Product M and Smash 4, the Golden Gun Gaming bi-weeklies will happen every Saturday, other Saturday.
Every 2 weeks.
Starting with today and continuing.
And then every Tuesday we have Smash 4 weeklies. We generally have 16 to 20 people there.
Okay.
So the smaller events, we just practice.
I just wanted to ask before I forget or something.
Yeah, those are the consistent events, so yeah. The next one will be 2 weeks.
If you care about driving all the way to Santa Fe has Melee every Wednesday, Smash 4 every Sunday.
All the way up there. Yeah. All right. Cool.
We're going to go even further. Las Cruces weekly events. Do you guys go to Silver City? I can keep going.
Do you guys go to Las Cruces?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys go to Las Cruces?
No.
Occasionally, we'll carpool places. So, like, I mean, we've driven to Colorado, California. We've gone to Santa Fe and Farmington. So
every now and then, when they have a really big event, it's like, oh, we'll drive 4 hours. We'll do it.
It just depends on who's available and who wants to travel. So, yeah. I know
a lot of the Smash 4 people, we go to Farmington, like, every couple months.
Yeah.
In Farmington, they have, like, a big tournament every month there.
Yeah.
So. The university, go to the NMSU and Las Cruces?
Don Juan College, Santa Juan College. Something like that over there. Farmington is where we usually have them over there.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had any like CNM or UNM weeklies or like that going on yet, but I don't know. I guess
CNM has something for like a week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Awesome.
But yeah, of course, man. Thank you.
I'm not hearing back from him, so.
Like right now, stop your friendlies. LRA start. Turn Smash 4 colors.
Fire! Okay, cool. Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong right there.
Okay. You guys fight Fizz and Fire.
Cheech and Chong versus who?
And if you guys need a controller?
Hey, it's Cheech and Chong versus who?
Okay, I'll try to borrow mine.
Fizz and Fire.
Fizz and Fire.
Guys, 4 seconds
and I give up. If I can ask you a question about the podcast? About the game?
Podcast.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Will you report?
No. Can I ask you a question about my podcast?
Oh, about your podcast?
Yeah, about my podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Is your teammate?
No, he's not my teammate.
I was going to ask him, what's a good tip, what's a good strategy that you guys are going after?
For teams, well, you want to try to look at each other's grab combos. So if you grab someone, you got to pay attention to your other teammate where they throw them, and you could get a combo off of there and just hit aerials into each other, and then you can kill the opponent. You just have to be wary of your teammate and not hit them.
You actually have to work as a team, right?
Yeah. You just can't be just throwing out stuff and running in.
Yeah!
Hey, can I guys ask you a quick question about the podcast?
Yeah, what's up?
What's your strategy to winning?
Not to lose.
How are you guys going
to
beat these guys?
Fundamentals.
T
teamwork?
F smash.
Smash? Just smash
them? F smash, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
No problem.
So as I'm walking around watching these guys, and the one thing that I'm thinking about, the one thing as a vlogger, mm-hmm. blogger, and a podcaster, I want to get as much information as you can, as much information as I can for my podcast, just to give you guys information, videos, pictures, whatever. And then the, because I do have a GoPro, I do have a camcorder, and I do have a DSLR. Those are real good to capture videos and pictures, mm-hmm. but the only thing is trying to push it out there to the web as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And so far, walking around and just taking pictures and videos of everybody smashing down on Smash Brothers, the fastest way is just to do it on your smartphone, just like I was doing. Just taking the video, taking pictures, posting it to Instagram, and then from Instagram, you can push it out to like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
So that was the fastest way for me, and I was just when I was walking around, I was just thinking, how else could I make it faster? So I think the only other way to make it faster would be to have a card reader for your camcorder or your DSLR camera, mm-hmm. and then as soon as you take a picture or video, just hook it up to your phone, grab the photo or video, and then same thing, copy it to Instagram or Facebook or wherever.
Yeah.
So that's the other way. It's a little bit slower than capturing from your smartphone, but I think if you're... I guess it depends on the phone that you have, too.
Yeah, I think it does.
If you have an old, slow phone, then you can't capture and post a picture as quickly as you want it to.
Yeah.
But if you have a faster one, then you could capture, take the video, edit it if you want, and then push it out to Facebook or Twitter or whatever,
yeah.
Snapchat or whatever. Do you have Snapchat?
Yeah, I have Snapchat.
I don't have Snapchat. But when you have Snapchat, can you grab photos and videos from your gallery, or
yeah.
do you have to take that picture or video right there?
You can take it from your gallery.
From your gallery?
As long as you save and download.
As long as you save it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, even with that one, Snapchat, if you were to take video and pictures from your camcorder, GoPro, whatever you have, and then hook it up to your phone real quick and then upload the picture and video. I guess that would work too.
Yeah.
It's just how fast you want to push it out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But I guess overall, the easier way is just to use your smartphone.
Yep, it is.
and then with the iPhone 8, the 10, the new Samsung games.
Yeah.
The new Samsung phones.
Yeah.
Because those ones are faster and they have better picture quality.
Yeah.
Those would be real, real good to have too.
Yeah, it is.
So I guess for the listeners out there, if you guys are wondering about it or getting into it, or if you guys already have done it, give me back some feedback, see what you guys like, see if you guys like taking video and pictures from other things and then pushing it to your camera. So that'll be interesting to see what people do out there. So yeah, I just thought I'd share it with you guys because I was walking around and trying to share video and pictures on the web. So cool. what's the craziest outfit that you've ever seen come in here?
The craziest outfit.
Craziest, man. Coolest.
I guess it would have to be probably Master Chief.
Master Chief came through?
Yeah, Master Chief outfit.
The whole outfit?
Yeah, the whole outfit. It's the best one.
Was it the best one?
Yeah.
Was it real? Was it?
It was like a solid helmet and then like a costume outfit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was still good though?
Yeah, it's still good.
Nice.
I'm trying to see what Halloween costumes are coming out this year. Anybody that comes in a costume gets a free hour of game time. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll see some cool stuff for Halloween this year, man.
Yeah. Maybe some gaming characters, huh?
Yeah. I want to see Mega Man. That'd be dope.
Mega Man.
Old school.
Have you ever been to any cons, Comic Cons?
Yeah. I went to AX in LA last year. It was crazy. There were so many people there. It was the most people I've ever seen at a convention before.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bet for Halloween it's easy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you just gotta find like a funny outfit.
Yeah.
Like, dress up as like a salt shaker and just go, just go with somebody that's really salty.
Have you ever seen a salt shaker?
Yeah. Once. It was good. I feel like that'd be perfect too for some of these gamers, man.
Salty.
All these flavors and you choose to be salty.
Talking about salt and pepper.
Yeah. I think there you go. A couple costume couple idea right there,
yeah,
dude.
A couple costume. I think the coolest one I've seen ever was a Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, the full out, the, everything, the whole outfit, just the mask down, huh? And everything was in detail.
Oh, yeah.
That was the coolest one I've ever seen. But not as cool as the salt shaker, though.
Dude, Predator would be hard, especially getting the face and stuff.
Yeah.
Just right. Yeah. I bet you can make that look sick, though.
Especially with the hair. It's the way it is.
Like the little dreadlocks.
Yeah, dreadlocks.
Yep.
And then Winnie the Pooh there, right there.
Dude, Winnie. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh. He does not respond to his name. I guess
he forgot who he was.
He doesn't even know that he's dressed as Winnie the Pooh, man. I'm not yelling at anybody else.
Anthony Anderson!
Stop cheering.
Or is it Usher?
No.
Suck. Really suck. It was a